Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now we bring to you a special guest, Super Bowl winning head coach. And he did win it for the Ravens. And they are our enemies this week. It is Brian Billick. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
Is it okay for me to say that we're enemies for this week because we're on opposing teams?
No, we're supposed to soften the rhetoric, right? We're everybody's lowering the rhetoric. So just tell me I'm someone of not your persuasion this week.
Okay, I will try to soften the rhetoric even further. You've won a Super Bowl in the last generation. Can you give us tips about how to get that done?
Yeah. Well, you got to be real, real good, and you got to be real, real lucky. Obviously, things got to fall into place. This is an interesting year. With the exception of maybe Kansas City, and even they have barely won their first two games, but very impressive that they have against two good teams. I don't remember a year where it was so wide open, the opportunity, both in the AFC and the NFC, and particularly the NFC, where it's so wide open an opportunity for so many different teams to make it in the playoffs and make a Super Bowl run. So from that standpoint, I think it's an exciting time.
Yeah, there have been a lot of predictable groups at times, and this year does feel like there's a lot of different options there. When you look at Baltimore's start here, how frustrating is their two first losses, the way that it's happened, and feeling like you're a good team and then you're starting off 0-2?
Yeah, because you're so close to being 2-0. I mean, you're talking basically two, maybe three plays to flip that script. It doesn't feel that way. And the difficulty that Baltimore's dealing with right now, along with the fact that they're coming up now on a three-game stretch,
yes,
where they've got to go to the Cowboys, they come home against the Bills, and then go on the road against Cincinnati. So, you know, they've got a task here, and it's in the atmosphere right now, because, you know, when you start 0-2, then all the outside chatter is, well, there's only 11% chance of making the playoffs. No 0-2 Raven team has ever made it into the playoffs. Now, these guys weren't a part of all that, and they don't have to internalize that, but they're going to hear it. And until they win that game and against good teams, and they could continue to be a good team, they could continue to be a playoff caliber team and sit there and be 0-5. And that's a scary thought.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I looked at the schedule and just wondered about that as well. How do you make sure that no one's thinking about Buffalo or Cincinnati or 0-4, 0-5? And they're like, hey, that's could all happen, but it won't happen if you just beat Dallas.
Yeah, that part's easy for a team that's 0-2, because you are just desperate and have that steely eye. What do we have to do to get that win? That problem exists if you're 2-0, you know, and you're playing a couple of good teams, you've got someone on the horizon, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself. Then that's more of a challenge to stay focused on the task at hand and not just assume we're going to beat this team because we have another better team the week after that. But when it comes to a team that's 0-2, believe me, that whole organization, the last thing they're thinking about is Buffalo or Cincinnati. They're all knowing that this, and particularly having to go on the road to what is still a good Cowboy team, a very capable Cowboy team, in spite of what happened last weekend. Believe me, they are focused on that.
Coach, were you much for props whenever you were coaching, to kind of give guys a visual influence, kind of like in Major League when they had the owner and they were taking off the patches and stuff? Did you ever use any props like that throughout your career?
Yeah, you got to be careful, because you can trivialize it. But yeah, there are times where if you think you can you can help bring focus or a reminder. I mean, when you sit in front of your quasi-millionaires on Wednesday morning and deliver the game plan and the keys to success, many times there's a theme, and if there's something you can do, however subtle, to do something like that, sure. You don't want to do it too much because then it becomes sophomoric and a little trite. But yeah, you'll do that occasionally.
Okay, I was just kind of curious about that. Sometimes we're always like, hey, let's throw this into the clubhouse, let's throw it into the locker room and see how that works. The Cowboys.
Well, I remember Jack Del Rio when he was in Jacksonville, didn't he? He put a big stump in the middle.
Yep.
Of it, with a big axe. Because his theme was just keep stopping, uh-huh. Right? Just keep one stop. And one of his kickers darn near took his foot off, screwing around with the axe. So you got to be careful with some of these props.
So we've never done anything that dumb, but I did want to warn you. At times, our show has been described as sophomoric and trite. So I just
well,
want
that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Good. 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 Good.
The Saints. They're with Clint Kubiak, that running scheme, the zone blocking scheme, the outside zone, inside zone, the way they ran it to perfection against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys didn't look like they had many answers at all to stop that run. And then this is a very good Baltimore running team, but how are they different? And where do you think that lines up for the Cowboys?
Well, first let's talk about New Orleans and just how good, you know, this New Orleans team, what it's done the last 2 weeks. And you can qualify by saying, well, it was at Carolina, but Carolina's divisional rivals for them. So that you got to qualify that a little bit. The fact that it was on the road against Dallas to score on the first six possessions. They scored on every possession in the first half last week against Carolina. This offense is really stacking up to be something spectacular. I mean, Derek Carr had over 240 yards thrown on 16 attempts, and they ran the ball, like you said, brilliantly. And again, Kubiak, with the influence of his dad and going back to the Shanahan days, have got the zone, and Alvin Kamara is absolutely brilliant. You know, it takes a certain type of runner to maximize that zone scheme, and Calvin Kamara is absolutely brilliant with it. I don't think, and taking, you know, yeah, Dallas struggled, and yeah, they're going to have to address that, and they're going to get another challenge. Different challenge, because obviously with Baltimore, it's all about Derrick Henry up the middle, a lot of counters, and then obviously the biggest threat is Lamar Jackson, then pulls it out and goes out around the edge.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a totally different challenge in terms of how you need to scheme it. You better put eight people in the box. You better make sure that you keep Lamar in the pocket, because that's the thing that's going to get you beat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a totally different challenge in the running game than what they saw against New Orleans.
Please don't say Lamar out to the edge, because we've had edge covering issues in general, and that's going to give me nightmares the rest of the week. Actually, I kind of hope it does give the Cowboys nightmares, so
yeah,
they're prepared for it.
Straighten up a little bit. That would be would be a good option.
That would be a good option.
Coach, also, I wanted to just kind of joke around with you here. My middle son, he's in middle school football right now, and I talked to one of our coworkers. He was a former scout, offensive line guy. My kid's playing guard, and he said, hey, just make sure he has his stance correct and he knows how to get out of his stance. What's the next thing? What do I need to build for this foundation for my son?
Well, make sure your eyes are open.
Okay.
That always helps. I was coaching my grandson's nine-year-old team, which was
so much fun.
Which was a lot of fun. A little different, you know, a little different focus. You know, it's okay. Where's your helmet? Do you have a ride home after practice? That type of thing. But it's great fun because they're learning the physicality of the game, and starting in your stance and having good balance, that is important. The next one is to basically run through contact. That's the next step for any young player, that it's okay, get aligned right, know where you're going, but now make sure that you run through any kind of contact. Don't stop. Don't catch. Don't, because it's counterintuitive a little bit. So, you know, taking that next step, that's the next fun part to try to coach him up.
And if he's pulling as a pulling guard and going the wrong direction of the play, we just need to go back to the basics and work on the playbook, right?
Well, fine, but if even if you do that, then hit somebody and run through them.
There you go.
At least do that.
And I like what you're saying right there. I really, really do. You know, kind of speaking of that, I know he was talking about his younger son. I'm just curious when, and I know training camp has changed, when can you tell if your team innately has toughness or has the ability to just run through people? Because that's been a frequent criticism of the Cowboys.
Well, I think everybody right now questions a little bit, although it's not going to change. The way we run training camps now, you make it very difficult for getting into hitting shape is very real. You know, you come into camp and you get you're in pretty good cardiovascular shape. You have to get into good muscular, you know, stretch the joints, the hamstrings, the groins, those muscles that are going to be tested and pulled in a unique way in this game. But hitting shape is a legitimate point. And given the way we run training camps, that's harder and harder to do. It's the number one thing I hear from most coaches is they get frustrated that they don't have the opportunity to really get their team in good hitting shape. So that takes a while getting into the season before you do get into hitting shape. But that physicality, that obviously has got to be a part of it. The game has spread out. It's become more multiple. Defenses have gotten smaller. They're in better teams. It's amazing how little base defense is on the field anymore. Less than 5 or 10% of a team's defense is in base defense, where you can really focus on that physicality and where you need to be good and physical. So it's a challenge in today's game to be that kind of physical team.
Yeah, and that's we've been talking about this kind of all morning too. Is, you know, passing numbers look like they're down to start the season, and it just seemed like week one was a little sloppy, and week two here you're like, oh man, there were some big surprises. San Francisco losing to the Vikings, the way the Rams lost to the Cardinals. How much of I feel like a lot of what I'm seeing is that there's not as much emphasis put on preseason games. Do you agree with that part?
Yeah, the preparation is different, and so you've got to get up to speed very quickly in the regular season. That takes a while sometimes, and then before you know it, you're getting into that stride, but you're already down 0-2 or 1-3 or something along those lines. So, you know, it is a factor. I think we're seeing a little more running because I think teams are emphasizing the run a little bit more because, like I said, we've seen a sea change. Defenses have gotten smaller, and so people are emphasizing the running game a little bit more. Plus, early in the season, the run game's a little more quantifiable. The passing game, you got to get into rhythm, got to get into coordination with your receivers. And so that, I think that's probably typical and will continue to expand. But the running game, as I look at it, more and more teams, I think, are committing to a little bit more run because defenses are getting a little smaller, getting spread out, and people are challenging that.
Talk with Brian Billick right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we've talked a lot throughout the offseason and early in the season about kind of how accepting players are of the guardian caps, and you're starting to see them more in the game and everything like that. I'm curious your thoughts about that piece of technology, and then I do get the sense that you've got your own work going on with some football equipment right now.
Yeah, the equipment that to protect the players, the safety of the players, it's incredible. The advances we have made, and just like you were talking about that cap, the training methods that we use at X-Tech Pads, and I'm very proud of being associated with X-Tech Pads. It's our 12th year. We're the number one pad in all of pro football, number one pad in major college, huge high school presence, Modern Day, Westlake Katy, Bishop Gorman. Parents need to get online and check out this new wave of technology because pads, the one thing that hasn't changed since forever is pads. Big guys wear big pads, little guys wear little pads. But until now, X-Tech Pads has done that. It's taken to another level. It's not one size fits all. The pads are for you based on height, weight, position, injury history, as it should be. All you need to do is go to xtechpads.com. Look at the pad. If you get a chance, feel the pad. The difference between that and the other pads on the product, the old school of, you know, just the old hand-me-downs that so often happen in high school. Parents need to get on and check this out because X-Tech Pads is the new wave of technology in taking care of our players by way of pads.
I know this is a long shot. Is there any way I can get you to say go Cowboys before you go?
My wife used to work for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh. Okay, her whole family's from Dallas, so I got no problem saying go Cowboys. Absolutely,
yeah.
We're an equal opportunity household here, and I say that only because, you know, like they say, happy wife, happy life.
That's for sure.
Good call. You're a smart man. Thank you very much for the time. We really appreciate it, good sir.
Glad to do it.
There you go. Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning champion coach with the Ravens right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we do have a cut now of him saying go Cowboys.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, first time we talked to him was at the Super Bowl face-to-face.
He's a nice
that was
guy.
Awesome. I really always enjoy it. I got a lot of respect for, you know, I mean, dude won a Super Bowl. I got a lot of respect for the way he coaches and the way he did things.